Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
We thank the Lord for the songs that we could sing together today.
我们感谢主，让我们能够唱这么美好的诗歌。
And for the reminder that we have a king that is also our servant.
让我们被提醒说，我们的王就是我们的仆人君王。
And the burden this morning is to really continue to look at our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天早晨，我的负担还是来一同继续来观看我们主耶稣的这个生平的意思。
And continue to look at him as our servant. And for us to be encouraged in our own lives as servant of the Lord. So we'll begin. Let's look at a passage in Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20, starting in verse 20. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to Jesus with her sons, bowing down and making a request of him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Command that in your kingdom these two sons of mine may sit on your right and one on your left."
那时西比泰儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上前来奔来到耶稣面前，求他一件事。耶稣说：“你要什么呢？”他说：“要你叫我这两个儿子在你的国里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。”
And this is certainly a bold request from John and James' mom.
这实在是一个很大胆的要求，那个是雅各和约翰的妈妈向耶稣提的。
You know, most people that came to Jesus, they would ask for healing.
他们一般人的话，来到主耶稣面前的话呢，要求医治。
Maybe they want to see a miracle.
也许他们想看神迹。
Or maybe they wanted to know more about the kingdom of God.
也许他们想要更了解神的国度里面的事情。
But for the mother of James and John to ask to elevate her sons in the kingdom of God, this is certainly new.
但是呢，这里我们看见说，雅各和约翰的母亲来到主耶稣面前，他要来为他两个儿子求地位，这是一个很少见的事情。
And we know that this is really a contentious topic among the disciples.
这在门徒中间的话呢，也是一个很有争议性的一个话题。
And we know multiple times in the gospel it records that they had arguments about who would be the greatest.
我们看见在四福音书里面有多处的记载，讲到门徒们在争论说谁是最大的那一个。And
they loved comparing with each other, seeing who was the best.
他们互相比较，说看谁更好。And
who would receive that top place with all the attention and the honor and the glory?
谁应该得到那个最大最高的地位，最大的荣耀？So
we see that this is something that the disciples really treasured a lot.
我们这里看见说，这门徒们很看重这件事情。
And I think this is something that is really easy for us to treasure a lot as well.
这对我们来讲的话呢，也是一件让我们很容易被吸引的事情。
As humans, we really desire greatness.
我们作为人的话呢，我们实在是很羡慕那伟大的人物。
We strive to be great.
我们一生努力，我们要成为伟大的人。
And we love to hear about people who are great.
我们也很喜欢听见那些伟大人物的故事。
We talk about, you know, the greatest athlete of all time.
我们讲到说这个 有人类历史上最伟大的运动员，
or great scientists，
或者是最伟大的科学家，
or artists，
或者是艺术家，
or even great leaders or CEOs，
或者是伟大的领袖， 或者是伟大的这个首席执政官。
And when we hear about this, you know, it's very inspiring for us.
当我们听见他们的故事的时候， 我们里面都被激励。
And we want to be great.
我们要成为伟大的人。
For myself, there's always this desire, like, I want to be great as a father.
对我自己来讲的话呢，我里面有一个愿望，我要成为一个伟大的父亲。I
want to be great at my job.
我愿意成为在我工作中能表现出色。And
I want to be a great servant of the Lord.
我也愿意成为我们主耶稣的伟大的仆人。But
a lot of times, you know, this worldly greatness, we know it's fleeting, it's all temporary.
但是我们知道这世界上的这伟大的人事物都是暂时的，都很转眼就过去了。And
even if you're the greatest in your field, there will be someone that comes along later that's even better.
即使在你的工作领域你是最伟大的那一位，但是呢，过不久就有另外一位起来，会比你更伟大。Or
all the achievements that you've made will slowly be forgotten over time.
所有你的成就，慢慢慢的，随着时间过去，就会被遗忘了。
So our goal is not greatness here on earth.
我们的目标不是在地上要做一个伟大的人。
And you know, James and John, their mom wasn't even asking for greatness on the earth.
我们这里看见说，雅各和约翰的母亲，她所要求的伟大，不是在地上的伟大。She
was asking for eternal greatness in the kingdom of God.
她所要的乃是在神的国度里面的永远的伟大。So
continuing on in the passage in verse 22, Matthew chapter 20, verse 22.
我们继续看后面22节。
Jesus answers, But Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "My cup you shall drink, but to sit on my right and on my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father."
22节，耶稣回答说，你们不知道所求的是什么，我将喝的杯你们能喝吗？他们说，我们能。耶稣说，我所喝的杯你们必要喝，只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是我父为所预备的，就赐给谁。
So we see here that the mother of James and John, she had no idea what she was asking for.
我们这里看见说，雅各和约翰的母亲并不知道说她所求的是什么事情。
I think it sounds good to be asking for something like this, and to be asking for the best for your sons.
好像听起来看起来是很不错，因为他是在为他的儿子求在神国度里面最伟大的那个位置。
But in reality, she had no idea what it all included.
但实际上的话，他不知道所要付出代价有多大。
Even James and John, who were there when Jesus asked them, "Are you willing to drink this cup?"
但即使是雅各和约翰，当主耶稣问他说，我喝的杯你能喝吗？
And they said, "We're able."
他们说，我可以喝。
They had no idea what they were saying.
他也不知道说主耶稣所意味的这是什么事情。
And wouldn't be until much later.We see James, he was martyred for the Lord.
一直到后面，我们看见说雅各为主殉道之后
，and John was exiled to the island of Patmos.
我们看见说约翰也被驱逐到这个拔摩海岛去了。
That both of them they suffered for the name of the Lord.
他们两个人都为了主的名来受苦。
But in this instance, they were just focused on the glory.
在这一节经文里面，他们所注意的只是主的荣耀而已。
So, you know, our Lord Jesus, he says, you know, it's not up to me to decide who sits on my right and who's on my left.
主耶稣这里告诉他们说，这不是我所决定的，是我父决定的，谁坐在我的左右。
But really, it's just up to the Father.
确实是这父亲决定的。
So, understandably, after this whole conversation, then the disciples are quite upset.
我们可以理解说，当他们有这个对话，被其他的门徒听见以后，其他的门徒就很不舒服。
In verse 24, you see, after hearing this, the ten became indignant with the two brothers.
24节这里说，那十个门徒听见就恼怒他们弟兄二人。
Because definitely, you know, it's one thing to have an argument amongst yourselves about who's the greatest.
当你在门徒中间有这些争论说谁是最伟大的，这是一方面。
It's another thing for like,you to bring your mom in and get her to ask the Lord Jesus Christ directly for elevated status.
你居然把你的妈妈请过来，那在主耶稣面前求情，要把最伟大的位置给你，这是另外一回事了。
You know, and I think it's really easy for this to start that argument again between the disciples. Who would be the greatest?
我们知道这件事情是很容易引起纷争的，在门徒中间，他们就会在争论说谁应该坐那个最高的位置。
So before that could even begin, our Lord, he calls the disciples to himself.
当他们开始争论之前，主耶稣也把他们叫到面前来。
As we continue to read in verse 25, Jesus said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave."
25节这里继续说，主耶稣叫了他们来说，你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大权超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不可这样，你们中间谁愿为大就必做你们的用人，谁愿为首就必做你们的仆人。
So for the Gentiles, being great meant that, you know, you had authority, you had power.
对外邦来说，他们就是伟大，就是有权柄。
And you had a great place of status.
你有一个很高的地位。
I don't know if you know anyone like this, either at work or, yeah.
就在你的，比如说我们的工作场合，是不是有这样的人？
People who, you know, they've worked really hard to reach a certain place, but because they're there, then they love showing that they have authority over everyone.
他们努力工作，然后争取被提职，然后登上高位，然后登上高位之后，他们就要向众人展示他们的权力。
But the Lord is calling his disciples to a different way.
但是呢，主耶稣呼召他的门徒是另外一方面不同的。
He says, "If you want to be first, if you want to be the greatest, you have to be a servant."
主耶稣告诉他们说，你们中间谁愿为大，谁就必做你们的仆人。
If you want to be first, you must be a slave.
谁愿为首，谁就必须做你们的奴仆。
And this was the complete opposite of what the disciples were thinking.
这是跟门徒所想象的是完全不一样的。
Bible doesn't record, you know, what their arguments look like.
圣经没有记载谁下门徒们之间的争论是什么样的。
Yeah, but maybe it was they would argue about, you know, I'm the greatest because I follow Jesus first.
他们也许会争论说，哦，我最伟大，因为我是第一个跟随主耶稣的。
Or I I healed the most people.
或者说我是有这个最大的医治的医病的恩赐的。
Or I cast out the most demons in His name.
或者说我是有最大的赶鬼的恩赐的。
I think it's easy for us to look at these like spiritual achievements, and say this is what makes me great.
对我们来讲的话呢，我们很容易从这些属灵的这些成就来看说，哦，根据这些成就，所以你是最伟大的。
But the Lord is saying that's all wrong.
但是主耶稣说这些都错了。
To be great, you need to serve each other.
你要做，你要因为伟大，你就要做仆人。
And you know, even your brothers, who brought their mom in to ask Jesus.
即使是你请人请托关系叫你的妈妈来求请也没用。
You need to serve them.
你需要来做仆人。
And we thank the Lord because the final verse of this passage that we'll read today, verse 28.
我们继续读二十八节。
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
This is like a beautiful summary of the Lord's life and his purpose.
这是一个非常美好的一个总结，总结我们主的一生，总结我们主的服侍。
And we thank the Lord that he tells his disciples to serve and doesn't just stop there.
我们的主耶稣并没有停在那里，只是教导门徒要去服侍。
But he gives them a real living example of what it means to serve.
主耶稣自己就活出了那个服侍人的那个榜样。
That his entire life on earth was all about serving man.
他在地上的这一生就是在服侍人。
And I don't know if you've ever thought about it before, but for Jesus, if it was just the last part of the verse, to give his life a ransom for many.
我不知道大家有没有想过这句话，如果只是后面这一句，就是说要舍命做多人的赎价，如果只是考虑这一句的话。
Then he could have lived a comfortable life.
主耶稣可以过一个很舒适的生活。
He could have lived in a palace instead of being born in a manger.
他可以出生在宫殿里面，享受宫殿里面的荣华，不需要出生在马槽里面。
And he could have had servants attending to him.
他可以有很多的仆人来服侍他。
And really, as long as he had committed no sin, then he could still be that sacrifice for us.
只要他不犯罪，他就可以有资格成为那个替罪的羔羊，可以来成为那个祭物。
But this is not the Lord's heart for us.
但是呢，这不是主自己的心思。
He loves us so much that Jesus came down and he lived among his people.
他这么爱我们，他来到地上，他活在他的百姓中间。
And there were people that were going through difficulty that needed him, and he met them where they were.
我们知道有一些人在地上过一个遇到苦难、遇到难处，主耶稣就去他们的难处里面遇见他们。
And he humbled himself so that he would be a nobody.
主耶稣谦卑他自己，以至于成为小人物。
And even the place that he was born in Nazareth, people would say, can anything good come from Nazareth?
他出生在拉撒勒，以至于有人说，拉撒勒能出什么好人吗？
And we see every single moment of his ministry on earth, it was spent as a servant.
我们看见主耶稣在地上他的服侍的每一个时刻，他都是作为一个仆人的角色。
And he would heal those who were sick and open the eyes of the blind.
他医治那些有病的，他来开瞎子的眼睛。
He would raise the dead to live again.He dined with sinners and tax collectors and those that society had outcast.
他与那个罪人与税吏一同吃饭，而罪人和税吏是这些社会上所瞧不起的人。
And he preached the kingdom of God to all who would listen.
他在宣讲神国的福音，向着每一个愿意听他的人。
He faithfully served the Lord.
他忠实的来服侍我们的主。
Even to death on the cross.
甚至死在十字架上。
And this is the path of greatness.
这就是那条路，然后通往伟大的路。
This is what Jesus wanted his disciples to see.
这就是主耶稣要他的门徒所看见、所学习的。
In order to be great, serve like I served.
你想要成伟大吗？你就要向我来学习，做一个仆人。
And there's so many different examples of this in the Gospels.
在福音书里面有很多很多这样的例子。
But today I just want to highlight two different passages, and see what we can learn from the Lord's service.
今天我们就看两段的经文，看看说我们怎么样从主的这个榜样里面，我学习怎么样做一个仆人。
The first is in John chapter 4.
我们第一次我们看见说，约翰福音第四章。
I think we're all very familiar with this passage. It's about Jesus and the Samaritan woman.
大家很熟悉这段经文，是关于主耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人这段对话。
So we'll start reading in verse 7. John chapter 4, verse 7.
我们从约翰福音四章第七节开始读。
There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Therefore, the Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
约翰福音第四章第七节，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。 那时门徒进城买食物去了，撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必找求他，他也必找给了你活水。We
know that this Samaritan woman was really struggling in her life.
我们知道这位撒玛利亚的妇人在她的生活中间，她遇到很大的难处。She
was looking for purpose. She was looking for satisfaction.
她寻找生命的意义和满足。
We know later in the passage it says that she had been married 5 times.
我们知道这段经文的后面提到说她已经结过5次婚了。And
the person that the man she was with was not her husband.
现在和她同居的并不是她的丈夫。So
she was looking for something.
她在她生命中来寻找一些东西。And
really the amazing part is that she did not look for Jesus.
我们这里看见说她没有来主动寻找主耶稣。But
Jesus came to look for her.
但是主耶稣来到这个井边来遇见我们这位撒玛利亚妇人。
And Jesus, he defied all the social norms of that time. And he saw someone that needed that living water. And he brought her to that living water. And we see such a change in her life. That she is filled with amazement and joy.
她在里面充满了惊奇，充满了喜乐。She
believes, and because of her testimony, then all the other Samaritans believe as well.
她信的主耶稣，并且因着她的见证，那个其他的撒玛利亚人也信的主耶稣。And
really, it transforms the entire region.
在他们的那个地区，实际上带来一个很大的一个改变。And
this is the Lord's example for us today.
这就是主耶稣在福音书里面让我们看见那个榜样。That
we are to meet our brothers and sisters where they are.
我们需要来到我们主。 弟兄姊妹的难处里面来遇见他们,
or meet those who need the Lord where they are,
或者来到这些福音朋友们中间来遇见他们,
and bring that living water of Christ to them.
我们把主耶稣基督的活水带来供应他们,
and it could be, you know, like the Samaritan woman, someone who doesn't even know the Lord.
也许我们所要服侍的对象他并不知道主耶稣是谁,
but they're looking for something in their lives.
但是他们在生命中在寻找一些东西,
and we can bring that living water of Jesus to them.
我们把主耶稣基督的活水来带来供应他们。
Or it could be, you know, our brothers and sisters who maybe they're going through difficulty. They feel like they're very dry.
或者是我们的弟兄姊妹，他们遇到一个难处，他里面感到很枯干。
And we can bring the living water of Jesus to refresh them.
我们可以把主耶稣基督的活水带来，来供应他们的需要。
And bring them back into the Lord's presence.
把他们再带回到主的同在中间来。
And that's how we serve each other in the body.
这就是我们在基督的身体里面怎样来彼此服侍。
The last passage that I want to read today, another example of the Lord's service to us, is when the Lord washed his disciples' feet. So we'll turn to John chapter 13.
我们来看约翰福音13章。
John chapter 13, starting in verse 3.
我们从第三节开始。
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, got up from supper, laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
第三节，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干了。
We know this is one of the last things that the Lord did before he went to the cross. And in verse 3 it says that, you know, Jesus knew that his time was running out.
第三节这里说,
and this was so important to him, that this was the time that he had to do it.
对主耶稣来讲说这个事情非常非常重要,
you know, so when everyone else was reclined at the table,
所以当每一个人在 席边在桌子旁边斜躺着就用餐的时候,
then he took a towel, filled up a basin with water, and began to wash their feet.
主耶稣就拿了一个手巾，然后呢把水倒在盆里面去，然后呢洗门徒的脚。
And it must have been so uncomfortable for the disciples.
对门徒来讲的话呢，实在是一个很不舒服的事情。
I think if, you know, if we wash our brothers and sisters' feet today, I think it's a Just, it's a very uncomfortable situation.
如果我们今天来洗弟兄姊妹的脚的话呢，也许被洗脚那位也会觉得很不舒服。
And it was probably even worse for Jesus back then.
我们知道说那个时候主耶稣要洗门徒的脚，门徒可能感到更不舒服。
You know, we know that they're in the Middle East.
他们在中东那个地方。
So you know, there was it was before all the roads were paved and they were wearing sandals and.
那个时候的话，没有一个正常的路，他们都穿着拖鞋。
So I mean, the feet probably didn't look great.
因为他们在旷野里面走来走去，所以他们的脚肯定是很脏的。
Maybe it didn't smell good either.
那也许的话也闻得很臭。
But the Lord, He humbled Himself.
但是我们的主居然谦卑他自己。
And He kneeled on the ground.
他跪在地上。
And He washed the disciples' feet.
他来洗门徒的脚。
Man, it was such a shock for them.
这对门徒来讲的话，来讲的话，实在是很震惊的事情。
And there is no way you would see any of like the Pharisees or the religious leaders of that day humble themselves and do something like this.
因为对他们来讲的话，他们那时候的宗教领袖，那是法利赛人，那些祭司，是不可能说他们会给你洗脚的。
Yeah, and we know that Peter was in such shock, like he wouldn't even let Jesus wash his feet.
我们知道说彼得实在是太震惊了，他不要主耶稣给他洗脚。
Until Jesus persuaded him.
直到说主耶稣说服他，他才让主耶稣洗。
So Jesus washes their feet, and then he rejoins them at the table.
主耶稣洗完门徒的脚，然后是又回到桌子前面，跟他们一块继续吃饭。
And then in verse 12, John chapter 13, verse 12, it says, "So when he had washed their feet, he had taken his garments and reclined at the table again. He said to them, 'Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for I am. If I then, the teacher.'The Lord and the teacher washed your feet. You also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him.
十二节，耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说：我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。
So we see Jesus calling his disciples to wash each other's feet.
我们这里看见主耶稣呼召他的门徒来彼此洗脚。
And there's so much that's involved, so much that we can learn about service from this act.
从这个段经文里面，我们能够学到很多很多的事情。
And I think the biggest thing is, really, service requires humility.
我们第一个看见说，要做仆人，你第一点要谦卑。
A lot of times, as we get older, as we advance in our work,
很多时候，当我们年纪长了，当我们在工作中有地位了之后
，or even as we walk with the Lord for longer and we mature in our spiritual life,
或者我们信主。年日长了，我们与主同行的经历多了。
I think it's easy to think that there are things that are now beneath us, that we're too good for it.
我们就觉得这些事情好像是太卑微了，好像我们实在是不应该做这些事情。
And maybe leave that for someone else to do.
也许让那些刚刚出信的弟兄姊妹们来做这件事情。
And Jesus could have easily asked a servant to do this.
主耶稣也许可以很。我们如果主耶稣叫门徒来帮别人洗脚，好像看起来比较好像容易理解。
But as we serve each other, there is really nothing that is beneath us. There's nothing that we're too good for.
但实际上的话呢，没有任何东西比我们更低微。我们没有任何东西的话呢，好像是不配我们做的事情。
As we see Jesus Christ, the Son of God, lower Himself all the way to be kneeling on the floor and washing our feet.
我们看见主耶稣是神的儿子，他居然降卑自己。降卑到地上，然后成为仆人，跪在地上为门徒洗脚。
Then there's nothing that we can say that we're too good to do.
所以没有任何的事情说我们好像是我们觉得说这个东西太卑微了，我们不能做，因为主耶稣给我们做了榜样。
And we need to have this true humility and view our brothers and sisters as more important than ourselves.
我们需要有真实的谦卑，我们要看别人比自己强。
And Philippians chapter 2 verse 3, it's even more clear. It says, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit."But with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others.
Philippians?
Yeah, Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 3.
我们再来看见腓立比书第二章第三节这里说，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要全心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
It, Yeah, so view our brothers and sisters as more important than ourselves.
我们要看别人比自己强。
And there is no opportunity that the Lord gives us to serve that is too small for us or too below us.
我们要宝贵主给我们每一个机会，不要觉得说这机会太小了，太卑微了，我们不愿意去做。
And may we have the same humble heart that our Lord Jesus Christ had.
我们需要向主耶稣学习，能够像有主耶稣那样谦卑的心。
The other thing that we can see from this is that when we serve others, we see some of the not so clean parts of them.
另外一个需要被提醒的就是，当我们服侍别人的时候，我们给别人洗脚的时候，我们要看见，我们好像看见了一些肮脏的东西。
We see the areas that need to be washed.
我们看见一些地方是需要被洗干净的地方。
Yeah, and as Christians, we all have these areas in our life that the Lord is still dealing with.
对我们基督徒来讲的话呢，我们生命中会有一些地方，我们是需要被主对付，还没有对付干净的地方。
And to serve one another means that we see that and we bring that to the blood of Jesus.
彼此服侍的意思就是说，我们看见这些软弱的地方的话，我们带到主耶稣的宝血里面来。
And that's our act of service to each other.
这就是我们彼此服侍的这些行动。
And I think this is probably the most evident for everyone that's married.
对夫妻来讲的话，这是一个更显然的事情。
You know, if both of you are believers. You see the good parts, but you also see the bad parts.
如果夫妻两个都信主，彼此之间的话呢，可能有一些互相建造的地方，也有一些互相就是看见不对方软弱的地方。
And in service to each other, you wash each other's feet and bring each other before the Lord.
当他们彼此服侍的时候，当他们彼此扶持的时候，他们在主面前一同来走这条天路。
And I remember going to a wedding ceremony where the bride and groom wash each other's feet during the ceremony.
我记得有一次我参加婚礼，在婚礼上面，新郎和新娘就彼此洗脚。
And that's it's a beautiful picture of this life as brothers and sisters, but also as husband and wife.
这是一个非常美丽的图画。那我们看见说他们是弟兄姊妹，他们也是夫妻。
But then even outside of you know husband and wife, we see brothers and sisters, and a lot of times it's way easier to see their shortcomings.
那么我们现在就是讲一般的弟兄姊妹的关系的话呢，也是很容易看见彼此的软弱，彼此的难处。
But serving in true humility means, you know, we don't judge.
那在我们要做仆人的彼此服侍的心，意思就是说你不需要去判断。
You know, we don't say, I can't believe that they did this, or I can't believe they said this. I would never do that.
你不要说哦，某某人做了这件事情，我实在是难以相信他会做这样的事情，我绝对不会做这样的事情。
Because we see them as more important than ourselves.
我们需要看见说看别人比自己强。
I see that all of us are sinners that are saved by grace.
我们要看见说我们每一个人都是罪人，都是在主的恩典中被主拯救回来的。
And instead of judging, we serve our brothers and sisters and bring them back to the Lord.
我们不要去判断别人，我们要彼此服侍，把他们带回到主的面前来。
The final point I want to make is that Jesus says the slave is not greater than his master.
我们看见最后一段看见说主耶稣说仆人不能大于主人。
That as Jesus has washed his disciples' feet.
我们看见说我们的主耶稣来替门徒洗脚。
If we follow the Lord Jesus,
如果我们跟随主耶稣，
then we must wash each other's feet.
我们必须彼此洗脚。
That there's no way around it.
没有其他路。
I think the temptation is to see this and say, oh, that was a beautiful story showing Jesus' love for his disciples.
仇敌常常有这样的谎言说，哦，这是个非常美好的故事，主耶稣替门徒洗脚。
But I mean, I don't really want to humble myself to that point.
但是好像我不想要这么谦卑。
But the Lord has said, you know, if we are His servants, then we also must follow in His example.
但主耶稣的话这里清楚地告诉我们说，仆人不能大于主人。
To humble ourselves and to wash each other's feet.
我们需要向主耶稣学习，主耶稣替门徒洗脚，我们也需要谦卑彼此来洗脚。
So we thank the Lord that, you know, He's called us to be servants.
我们感谢主，他来呼召我们做他的仆人。
And we thank the Lord that He has given us this perfect example.
我们感谢主，他赐给我们这样美好完美的榜样。
You know, and the Lord has put this desire in our hearts to be great.
主耶稣也把这样的一个渴望放在我们的心中，我们想要成为伟大的。
And we want to be great in that coming kingdom with the Lord.
我们想要在要来的神的国度里面成为那伟大的。
And we thank the Lord that He's given us the path to greatness.
我们感谢主，他给我们一条路，让我们能够照这条路走，就能够成为伟大的。
And that is to serve one another.
这条路就是要彼此服侍，彼此洗脚。
So may we really learn what that means, and may we begin, maybe just continue to serve and be strengthened in our service to each other.
所以，那我们真正的学习什么叫彼此洗脚，那我们在这条生活中间真实的来实行彼此洗脚这样一条路。
We thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
刚才借着弟兄，再一次的提醒我们。
Through our brother, that we were once again reminded.
因为主来到这世上是要服侍人。
That the Lord Jesus came upon this earth to serve.
不是要受人的服侍。
And it was not to be served.
因为主在这里是给我们一个很好的榜样。
And the Lord himself is a great example for us.
我们聚在主面前的时候，我们真的是能够学习我们的主。
And so we, as we gather together before His presence, may we truly learn from Him.
我们彼此服侍。
That we can learn to serve one another.
那当然，我们可以彼此服侍，因为我们是来服侍我们的主。
And we can serve one another because we are serving Him.
我们继续来交通主的话语。
And so that's following. Let's have some further fellowship in the Word.
好，我们请弟兄姐妹打开创世纪。
If we could first turn to Genesis chapter 1.
我们先读第一章的三到五节。
We'll read from chapter 1, verses 3 to 5.
第一章第三节，神说要有光，就有了光。
Chapter 1, verse 3. Then God said, Let there be light, and there was light.
神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。
And God saw the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness.
神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是头一日。
God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and there was evening, and there was morning, one day.
我们在这里看见神在这地上做恢复工作的时候。
And we see as the Lord is doing the recovery work.
第一件事情做的就是要有光。
The first thing that he did was that there must be light.
那我们看见，可见这光对在神的恢复工作里面是非常重要。
And we see that light is a very important work in his recovery.
那当然，就是我们今天的了解，我们也看见说，光对这个地球实在非常重要。
And in our human understanding as well, we see that light is something that is very important to this world.
比如说，我们知道这植物是需要这个日光的。
And we know that photosynthesis needs light.
那我们前弟兄姐妹也注意到，我们这个台上有两个植物。
And we see here, up here, there's two plants.
那么有服侍的弟兄姊妹们，在每次我们聚会结束的时候，要把这个两个植物放在那个门口那边。
And there are brothers and sisters who, after the meeting, will take these plants over to the door.
可能弟兄姐妹也注意到，在那个这里门口那里是有些植物。
And if brothers and sisters notice that by the door that there's a couple plants.
因为这些植物它们是需要光的。
And these plants need light.
那我们看见神说光是好的。
And we see that the Lord said that.The light was good.
那在这里我们也看见说有晚上有早晨，这是头一日。
And we see that there was evening and morning one day.
可见说在这个创世纪的这个第一日，这时候这一天就已经有天的这个每天的概念了。
And we see that in the beginning that there was this concept of day.
所以呢，在神还没有这时候神还没有创造日月星辰。
And there was not yet the stars and the moons that were created yet.
但神在这里就是说，这是第一日，头一日。
But that we see that God here said that this is one day.
好，那我们现在再往下看，创世纪第一章的第十四节。
And following, let's go a little further on to verse 14.
神说，天上要有光体，可以分昼夜，做记号，定节令，日子，年岁。
Then God said, Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
所以在还没有日月星辰之前，我们刚才看见神已经有日子的概念了。
So before that there was the creation of the expanses of the heavens, that there was this concept of day.
那我们在这里，但我们看见说神这时候也造了日月星辰。
And so we see that in verse 14 that God created the heavenly expanses.
我们相信这是神为着人来造的。
And we trust that the Lord God created this for man.
因为让人可以来有这个日月星辰，我们可以分昼夜。
So that there can be a distinction between night and day.
我想就我们人的历史来看，这的确是对的。
And we see that throughout history that this is something that is very correct.
因为我们知道在我们再往下读哈，然后十五节。并要发光在天空，普照在地上，事就这样成了。十六节，于是神造了两个大光，大的管昼，小的管夜，又造众星。
And so in verse 15 and 16, and let them be for lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, and it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He made the stars also.
所以我们看见说有 有太阳，有月亮，在这个十六节，我们的领会是这样的。
And we see that in verse 16 that there was the sun and the moon.
那就神的历史来看，的确，我们的月历就是有根据太阳的运行来做的，也有根据这个月亮的运行来做的月历。
And we see that there are that throughout history that the calendars are based upon the sun and the moon.
那根据太阳的运行的话，就是我们现在守月月历。比如说，我们今天是9月22号。
And so, based on the sun, that we see that the calendar date is that today is in September.
那我们知道，在这个古大部分古人的时候，是用看着月亮来定月历。
And we see that people in the past, in history, used the moon to judge their calendar.
那就是我们所说的农历或是阴历。
And that is the lunar calendar.
那譬如我们中国人所说刚刚过的中秋节，我们知道中秋节一定是在农历的8月15号。
And we know that as the Chinese, that we just currently passed the lunar, the Mid-Autumn Festival, and that was on, August 15th.
所以在农历里面，八月十五日是中秋节。
And so on August 15th in the lunar calendar, it is the Mid-Autumn Festival.
但是因为我们现在不用农历，所以我们必须要转换成我们现在用的月历。
And so because we no longer use the lunar calendar, we have switched to the Gregorian calendar.
所以当然现在网络很方便，所以我们一看，哦，原来九月十七号就是刚上周呢是中秋节。
And so according to the Gregorian calendar, September 17th.Is the Mid-Autumn Festival.
那譬如我们中国人喜欢过的这个农历的新年。
And we like to celebrate the Lunar New Year.
当然，农历的新年当然是农历的一月一号。
And according to the Lunar New Year, it is obviously January 1st.
但是我们必须要转成我们现在用的月历。
But to switch the lunar calendar to the Gregorian calendar.
所以每年可能不一样。
So every year it might be a different day for the lunar year.
那我这次查了一下，明年的春节呢是1月29号。
And so this coming Lunar New Year is in January 29th.
所以我们看见说，在神造日月星辰，事实上是为着我们人需要，所以我们可以定出这个月历。
And so we see that God created the expanse of the heavens so that man can judge the calendars.
但如果我们再回去读这个第一章的第十六节，我们可能。再默想一下，发现这其中非常有很大的意思。
And if we can meditate on verse 16 a little more, we can see that there is a greater meaning.
这里说，于是神造了两个大光，大的管昼，小的管夜，又造众星。
God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He made the stars also.
那我们在这里请弟兄姐妹注意的就是，神造了两个大光。
And so, brothers and sisters, can please take note that God made the two great lights.
因为如果我们继续默想这句话，我们心里可能会有一些不太明白。
And if we meditate on this a little more, we might have some things that we do not understand.
因为我们知道这两个大光，一个指的是太阳，一个指的是月亮。
And we see that these two great lights, one is regarding the sun and the other regarding the moon.
那我们就我们对太阳和月亮了解，我们知道太阳非常大。月亮非常小。
And to our understanding, the sun is something that is very big, and the moon is much smaller.
我们知道，在我们处的太阳系里面，有很多的星球。
And that in this galaxy, that there's our solar system, that there's a lot of planets.
那帮助我们看到大小，我们常常会看到一个图画，上面画一个太阳。
And oftentimes in the picture of the solar system, that there's a big sun.
又把这些其他星球也放在同一个图画里面。
And to place the different planets in this same picture.
那我们知道其中有一个就是我们现在所处的地球。
And we know that one of those planets is the planet Earth.
那弟兄姐妹印象应该很深，看那图画一看就知道太阳好大，那地球这么一点点。
And if we see in comparison in this picture, the sun is very big and the planet Earth is very small.
那我们知道月亮比地球更小。
But we know that the moon is one that is smaller than the planet Earth.
所以我们当然知道是太阳比这个月亮大多了。
And so we can see that the sun is much greater than the moon.
但在这里神告诉我们,
But the Lord here tells us,
不论是日光或是月光都是大光。
Whether it's the sun or the moon, these are the greater lights.
Great lights.
Great lights.
那这里我们看见说神看日光月光都是大光。
And we see that the moon and the sun are both great lights.
那我们再看这两个光的强度，我们都知道月光是我们用肉眼可以直视的。
And so we, okay. And so we see that the moon is one that we can see with our eyes.
那刚刚上周的中秋节，我相信也与弟兄姊妹也看过满月。
And we see that on the Mid-Autumn Festival that it was a full moon.
的确，你可以肉眼看月光没有问题。
And with your naked eye that you can see the moon.
但是日光。
But the sun.
我们不能用肉眼去看它。
You cannot use your eyes to look directly at the sun.
我不知道弟兄有没有做过这种事，有的时候你想要去看啊，我自己也试过。
I don't know if brothers and sisters have ever had the curiosity to stare at the sun.
但当你要试的时候，你发现哇，那个光实在太强了。
But oftentimes we realize that the sunlight is too bright.
那医生也告诉我们说，这个肉眼不能看日光的。
And doctors also tell us not to stare directly at the sun.
会伤我们的眼睛。
And it will harm our eyes.
所以日光、月光，它们的强度差太多。
And so we see that the intensity of the light is one that is very different as well.
但在这里，神说这两个都是大光。
But we see here that God said that these are both great lights.
那我们最后我们到认识到太阳，我们发现说科学家告诉我们，太阳事实上是一个大火球。
And so scientists tell us that the sun is basically a great fireball.
因为就是因为它这个一直在燃烧，所以它产生这个光，所以叫做产生了日光。
Because it is constantly burning, that the light emitted is the sunlight that we see.
那但是我们再继续看月亮，发现原来我们现在知道月亮本身是不发光的。
And so, to look a little more, we see that the moon itself does not emit any light.
因为我们现在知道原来月亮的光是它反射太阳的光，然后让我们可以看见。
And so we see that the moonlight that we see is a reflection of the sunlight.
所以月亮它不过是把太阳光反射出来。
And so the moon is just a reflection of the sun.
那弟兄姐妹，我们看见神说这就是大光。
And so we see here that God said that this is the great light.
我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
我们知道我们在生活在新约时代的儿女们，我们是非常蒙福的。
That as we are living in this New Testament, that we are truly blessed.
因为我们现在有神完全的启示。
Because we have the full understanding of God.
因为在旧约中那些圣徒他们。只是活在旧约是在圣经上讲说是影子。
And so we see that in the Old Testament that they were just living in a shadow.
那到了新约，我们知道新约就是一个实际。
And that we see that in the New Testament it was a reality.
事实上，我们知道整本圣经就是为这个实际来做见证。
And so we see that the whole Bible is to testify of this reality.
那这个实际我们知道就是我们亲爱的主耶稣基督。
And we know that this reality is the Lord Jesus himself.
所以感谢主，刚才我们那位弟兄也讲到。
And so we thank the Lord that our brother Nathan also shared with us.
其实主耶稣基督他就是神。
That the Lord Jesus himself was God.
但是他却愿意谦卑自己。
But that he humbled himself.
因为他就是要给我们做一个很好的榜样。
So that he could be a great, example for us.
让我们能够效法他的榜样。
And so that we could follow after his example.
所以我们可以彼此服侍。
And so that we can serve one another.
我们可以服侍神。
And that we can serve God.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
在新约里面呢，我们也看见这非常的清楚。
That we see in the New Testament very clearly.
那在旧约中，虽然神告诉我们说日光和月光都是大光。
And so in the New Testament, even though we, or in the Old Testament, even though we see that the sun and the moon are both great lights.
那我们可以看见说，因为神重视的永远是那个品质 ，quality.
But we see that God truly desires the quality.
因为不论是日光或月光，他们都是光。
He puts emphasis that whether or not it's the greater or the lesser, they're both great lights.
因为他们都有这个光的品质。
Because the quality of light is there.
所以感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
这是给我们一个很好的提醒。
That this is a great reminder for us.
就是神总是重视那个实际。
That God desires and cares for the reality.
我们知道神在旧约中也责备过以色列百姓。
And we know that in the Old Testament, the Lord also, God also rebuked his people.
比如说在以赛亚书二十九章十三节那里。
In Isaiah chapter 29,
十三节
in verse 13,
主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
Then the Lord said, because this people draw near with their words and honor me with their lip service, but they remove their hearts from me.
所以我们看见没有？
So do we see?
以色列人在这里有尊敬的这个生活。
That the people of Israel drew near.
但是他们却没有那个尊敬的实际。
But they did not have the reality in their hearts.
因为主在这里非常说得非常清楚，他们心却远离主。
Because it says here very clearly that the Lord said they removed their hearts from him.
所以这给我们看非常清楚的看见，就是以色列百姓是的，他们还是用嘴来赞美神。
So we clearly see that the people of Israel honored God with their lips.
他们用嘴来敬拜神。
And they worshipped him with their lips.
但他心里并不把这个当作一回事。
But their hearts were not placed upon him.
这是说他们有这个属灵的实际。
And so this is to say that they did not have this reality within
them. 他们有这个神所要求这个品质。
And they did not have the quality within them.
所以神责备他们。
And so they were rebuked by the Lord.
那在新约，神也是这样来提醒我们，勉励我们。
And in the New Testament, the Lord also reminds us.
因为保罗在以弗所书五章十九节是这样说的。
In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19.
我想这是一个很好的提醒。
This is a great reminder to us.
因为我们每个主日，我们或是平常聚会的时候来唱诗歌。
And every Sunday, as we come to worship the Lord through singing hymns.
这以弗所书五章十九节提醒我们。
And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, it reminds us.
要口唱心和的赞美主。
Sing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
所以是的，弟兄姐妹，我们要用口来唱诗歌。
So brothers and sisters, yes, we must use our lips to worship the Lord.
但是我们要接受主的提醒。
But we have to remember the Lord's reminder.
我们心里真的是要有那个实际，就是真的我们愿意来赞美神。
That there has to be a reality within our hearts to worship Him.
所以不仅口唱。
So not only do we sing with our lips.
心里也产生音乐。
But within our hearts, there must be that the melody.
所以感谢主，愿我们借着主的话，可以彼此提醒。
And so we thank the Lord that through His word that we are once again reminded.
神永远是注重实际的那一位。
That the Lord desires the reality.
但我们看见说，如果说神说月光不过是反映出日光，神也称月光是大光的话。
So if we see that the moonlight is a reflection of the sunlight, this is still a great light.
那我们可以看见说，神在这里其实是给我们作为神的儿女一个很大的勉励。
And so this is a great
encouragement
for us.
好，我们继续往下看。
So let's look a little further.
好，我们看到我们来读新约约翰福音。刚才我们弟兄的经文都在约翰福音啊。我今天早上也有约翰福音的话。约翰福音第一章的第六节。
So that's first. That's next. Let's turn to John chapter 1 verse 6.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。
There came a man sent from God whose name was John.
这个约翰就是我们平常所说的施洗约翰。
And this John is a John the Baptist.
因为他来到地上呢，他奉神的命来到地上，他是来传悔改的道。
And he was to preach the way of repentance.
然后给弟兄们给这个信主的人施浸。
And to baptize those who believe.
好，我们第七节再看。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。
And in verse 7, he came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him.
我们感谢主，施洗约翰是在新约里面一个，也可以说是主给我们看一个非常好的榜样。
And so we thank the Lord that John the Baptist was also a very good example for us.
因为他常常会告诉人说他不是主。
And that he would often tell people that he was not the Lord.
他也告诉人说，他说啊，那一位将来要来的，我给他提鞋都不配。
That he would often say that the one who comes after me, I am not worthy to untie his sandals.
所以施洗约翰在这地上呢，他在这里第七节讲的非常清楚，他就是为了主耶稣基督做见证。
And so John the Baptist clearly says in verse 7 that he came to witness and testify about the light.
这里讲到说为光做见证。
And it says here to testify about the light.
所以我们回到我们刚才创世纪那里讲到说，神说要有光。
And so we return to think back on Genesis chapter 1 that there must be light.
因为在这个堕落的世界， 光是何等的重要。
And we see that in this fallen world, that light is something that is very important.
那这时候我们来到新约，我们发现原来主就是那光。
And we see here in the New Testament that Christ Himself is that light.
约翰来，使徒约翰来，他是叫众人可以因着他的传道信主。
And John the Baptist came so that others might believe.
好，我们再读下一节，是第八节。他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
And in verse 8, he was not the light, but he came to testify about the light.
第九节，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
Verse 9, there was the true light which coming into the world enlightens every man.
所以我们读完这节之后，我们发现非常清楚了。
So when we finish reading this passage, we see very clearly.
就是神要我们看见使徒约翰他自己不是光。
That God wanted us to see that John the Baptist himself was not that light.
但是他是为那光做见证。
But that he came to testify about the light.
那我们也可以从另外角度看，我们就是说看到使徒约翰所传的主耶稣基督，我们看见了那光。
And a different perspective, we see that John the Baptist, what he preached concerning Christ, he saw the light.
所以从一个角度看，我们看见使徒约翰他把主耶稣基督这个光反射出来了。
And so, if we think about it in another way, John the Baptist reflected the light of Christ.
所以为什么说主耶稣基督说使徒约翰他在这个妇人所生的他是最大的？
And so we see that the Lord Jesus said that John the Baptist was great.
因为他在这里真真实实的把主耶稣基督这个真光反射出来。
Because he clearly reflected the light of Christ.
所以如果今天使徒约翰在这里的话，
And so if John the Baptist was here today,
他可能阿们我们内森弟兄讲的，
He would amen our brother Nathan sharing.
因为他觉得他做的事情非常大。
Because oftentimes he
doing the great thing.
Oh, he's doing a great work.
因为神会说他就是那大光。
Because the Lord himself might have said that he is that great light.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这是神给我们一个很大的勉励。
And so this was a great encouragement.
因为我们自己就像月亮一样，我们不会发光的。
May we truly be like the moon that we might not have any light source from within.
但是如果我们可以把主耶稣基督的光反射出来，
But if we can reflect the light of the Lord Jesus Himself,
那神说你是大光。
Then you are that great light.
我觉得我们在这世上生活的时候，
I think oftentimes as we live here on this earth,
我们应该常常来到主的面前，
that we have to come before the Lord very often.
求主借着圣灵来提醒我们，
May the Spirit continue to remind us.
让我们能够在很多的事情上，我们能够真是觉得这个事情能够反射出主的光来。
That as we live our day-to-day lives, how can we reflect the light of Christ?
因为我们如果能够反射主的光的话，
If we can reflect the light of Christ,
神会嘉许我们。
Then we will be
称赞我们。
Then we will be remembered by the Lord.
我们感谢神。
And so we thank the Lord.
那我们如果看月亮，我们发现月亮另外有一个很有意思的这个我们观察到月亮有另外一个很有意思的这个观察。
And there's another thing that's very interesting about the moon.
因为我们知道月亮呢是有初一有十五的，有 new moon 的 full moon.
That we know that the moon there's the new moon and the full moon.
那我们知道在初一的时候，在中文叫月朔，在这个月朔的时候是就是月亮不放光的。
And we know that during the new moon that there is no light reflected by the moon.
然后慢慢就会变成峨眉月、上弦月，就慢慢就会变成满月。
The waxing and waning moons that after a while it will slowly become a full moon.
那我们仔细思想，发现好像这真是非常反映出我们神儿女的光景。
And oftentimes this is a great representation of our current condition.
的确，我们在主面前聚集久，我们发现我们自己有时候向着主非常的热心。
And oftentimes as we meet before the Lord, we feel like we are very fervent for the Lord.
那我们非常的爱主。
And we have a great love for Him.
可是我们人好会变。
But oftentimes as man, we change.
今天是满月。
And today is a full moon.
那过一阵子，结果变成的没有光了。
But after a little bit, we might not have any more light.
就是所谓的初一。
And that is the new moon.
就是我们可以想象说，我们自己回顾我们的属灵生活，发现说，在完全没有光的时候，我们发现我们自己处在属灵生活里面最低的点。
And that oftentimes in these conditions of new moons, that oftentimes we feel like we are in a very low place in our
完全没有光,
life. That there is absolutely no light.
别人也看不见我们,
and others cannot see us.
我们自己好像也不想去聚会,
and maybe we don't want to attend the meetings.
也不想跟神祷告,
and we don't want to pray.
好像整个人就是完全没有活力,
and there is no life within us.
那这时候我们该怎么办呢?
And so what do we do then?
结果我们看见说神给我们一个答案,
and so we see that the Lord has given us an answer.
这时候我们要回到旧约了,
and so let's return to the Old Testament.
在民数记28章11节这里,
in Numbers chapter 28 verse 11, it tells us.
其实以前我读的时候, 我觉得也是蛮稀奇的,
and when I was reading this before, that I was often very interested.
因为神在这里吩咐以色列人说, 在月朔, 就在初一的时候, 要过节,
and that in the new moon that that they would worship him.
这就是神给我们的答案,
and so that was the answer of the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们在属灵生活里面觉得非常的低的时候，
and so oftentimes when we feel like we ourselves are in a very low place,
我们不想亲近神，
and we don't want to draw near to the Lord,
不想敬拜神，
we don't want to worship him,
不想跟神祷告，
and we don't want to pray to him.
结果神给我们的唯一的解决问题方法是什么呢？
And so what is the answer that the Lord has given us?
唯一解决的方法还是要来到神面前。
The answer is that whatever condition that we feel like we are in, we still have to come before him.
献上燔祭,
to offer a burnt offering.
我们来读一下民数记28章第11节。
In Numbers chapter 28 verse 11.
每月朔你们要将2只公牛犊、1只公绵羊、7只没有残疾、1岁的公羊羔献给耶和华为燔祭。
Then at the beginning of each of your months, you shall present a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 bulls, 1 ram, 7 male lambs, 1 year old without defect.
这里有很多细节，但是重点就是要献上燔祭。
What's important here is that we note that they shall offer a burnt offering.
我想我们从圣经上对燔祭的理解，我们都很清楚。
And our understanding of a burnt offering is very clear.
就是全人的献上。
It has complete sacrifice.
所以弟兄姐妹们感谢主。
And so, brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
今天我们聚在这里。
That as we gather here today,
我们来聚会了。
That we have attended this meeting.
我们也盼望我们的心真的是要愿意聚在主的面前。
And that our hearts are willing to attend.
但是有一天,
but there will be one day.
也许你落到一个光景,
maybe you have fallen into a condition.
你完全不想聚在神的面前。
Maybe you don't want to meet before
你是,
the Lord.
你也不想跟神亲近。
Maybe you don't want to draw near to the Lord.
我们要记住这句话。
We have to remember this.
我们祷告，我们记住今天我们在这里交通的民数记28章11节。
And we have to remember the words that were written in Numbers chapter 28 verse 11.
在我们最没有盼望的时候，
when we feel like we ourselves have no more hope,
唯一的答案，
the one answer,
来到神面前，
is to come before the Lord.
告诉神说，我把我自己献给你。
That we must say to him that we are willing to offer ourselves before you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
从我们看着很多的见证，
we see that there are many testimonies.
我们知道这个神所给的这个答案，解决问题的方法，真是最好的方法。
That the answer that the Lord has given us is the best answer.
你越不想亲近神的时候，
the more you do not want to meet,
盼望我们记得这句话，
may we remember this word.
来到神面前，
that we come before the presence of God,
把自己献给神，
to offer ourselves to him.
神一定能够复兴我们。
The God can redeem us.
我们感谢神，
so we thank the Lord.
谢谢让我们看见说我们在这地上是有盼望的百姓。
That we are a people who are filled with hope.
因为神永远不拒绝我们。
Because God will never forget us.
而且在新约的时代， 神是借着圣灵住在我们里面。
And in this New Testament, that God has sent his spirit to live within us.
所以我们祷告是我们彼此勉励。
So may we truly encourage one another.
我们来到神面前说，主啊，我愿意把我自己交给你。
That as we come before him, that we must pray that we are willing to offer ourselves to him.
因为只有你是那个真光。
Because only he himself is that true light.
你在我们身上做工的时候，让我们可以反射出你的光。
And as the light is worked within us, may we reflect that light.
好，我们在一起低头点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你是伟大的神。
For you are the great God.
谢谢你愿意来到世人当中。
We thank you that you are willing to humble yourself to come upon man.
你来到世人当中，你甚至取了奴仆的形象。
And that you would be a servant among us.
你让我们看见说，我们应当来彼此服侍。
And that you are the example that we must serve one another.
我们可以来服侍你。
And so may we truly learn to serve you.
主啊，你也让我们看见说。当我们能够反射出你的光的时候
，And Lord, may you truly allow us to see that we must reflect your light.
你就称我们为大光。
Then we ourselves can be called that great light.
主啊，我们实在是非常的软弱。
And Lord, you know how weak we are.
但是我们感谢你。
But Lord, we thank you.
当我们愿意按着你的话语而行的时候
，Because when we are willing to live according to your word.
当我们能够反射出你的光的时候
，May we learn to reflect your light.
你就称赞我们。
Then you will lift us up.
我们感谢你。
So Lord, we thank you.
谢谢主早上与我们同在。
We thank you that you're here with us this morning.
垂听我们这样的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.